Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is What Do We Really Want? And what we are talking about and why we're covering this subject is because for so many of us, we don't really know who we are personally and we don't really know what we really want. So what do you really want and what do you need to get there? That's the theme today. It's all about taking a personal inventory to make sure you're on the right track. Dreams pass into reality as action. From the action stems the dream again. And this interdependence produces the highest form of living. Making an accurate appraisal of where you are right now in regard to actually living your dreams takes more than simply saying, well, let's see, I work in an office as a clerk, but my dream is to be president of a Fortune 500 company. So I guess I'm not there yet. That's simply not enough information to enable you to make meaningful changes in your life. In order to truly change direction, you must take some radical action. Momentum is a powerful force in physics and also in your life. If, for example, you are on course to work in a large company as a low-level administrator, you continue to be propelled in that direction by momentum. Factors in the momentum include the way you get supervisors to perceive you, the set of skills you acquire, and the behavior patterns. In order to break out of the path and get yourself headed toward a higher goal, you must recognize how you got started in the direction in the first place. Once you determine how you got started, it will be easier to see what you need to do in order to change course. That is why the cumulative appraisal is important. It compels you to dig deeper and identify the true reasons your life has taken the wrong direction. Facing those reasons is a lot of fun, but it is necessary. When I was young, one of my strong interests was to always to help other people. And that's because, and maybe I understood myself more because I grew up in an environment where it was very hostile. And as a young child, I more or less, and any time I get in those dynamics and those relationships with those people, I tend to fall back into the same behaviors. For instance, what happened was I had a father that every time anything happened in the family. My younger sister was someone who, she's the baby, she wouldn't do it, and there was always excuses for her. My older sister was deaf, so she didn't hear anything, so she didn't know. And the thing was, I was the middle child. The middle child tends to get blamed for everything, plus the fact that I also have cerebral palsy. So as a young child, to correct my mobility, I wore Saddle-on-Ski shoes, and I had to have a brace attached to my right foot so that I would walk correctly. And then at 14, I went through surgery, and I slept in the shoe with the brace for a while. But at the same time, what was going on? Oh, it has to be your fault, because you're such and such and such and such. Well, you know, we need to understand that people tend to react certain ways because that's the only way they know to react. if your parent grows up in a hostile environment, then they get in, when they have get married and have children, they tend to create the same environment that they came from. So the only way to change is to understand and be able to look at that environment and understand what's going on. And I think even as a child, I always understood that, that what was going on in the family was not normal behavior. But as a child, I really didn't understand it, and it was only until I started going to college and began to study psychology that I began to understand the dynamics of what was going on in the family and knew that I did not want to be that way. And they were not willing to change. They were not willing to get help to change. So I knew I had to change myself. And that's what I did. And I found that for me to be able to succeed at what I chose to succeed, I had to distance myself from my family because they were never going to change. My mother was emotionally and verbally abusive. She couldn't say anything nice to anyone. She was someone who was always very jealous of what the next person had. In her mind, because she was inadequate, it made her feel better to go out if she saw them wearing a mink coat, a fox coat, jewelry. She would go out and buy it just simply to prove to herself she was as good as they were. So when you understand all of these things, then you can understand how you can change your own life, because now your circumstances are probably entirely different from what mine were. But if you don't identify the true reasons that have prevented you from living your dreams, you won't be able to overcome the tremendous force of momentum pushing you down the wrong black path. Are you ready to make your own cumulative appraisal and start turning your life around? Here's how to get started. Step one, determine your actual life position. This step is not easy for most people because it's natural for us to minimize our shortcomings. Let me share an example. My close friend, Dan, spent his mid-20s telling himself that he was just one step away from catching that big break or moments away from being able to jump into another career or a business of his own. But that wasn't the case. He was just in a job that he hated, a job with no future. He had no specific life goal, much less well-planned strategy to change his situation. Until he took a realistic look at where he was and where he was headed, he was stuck treading water. Once Dia finally realized that he was staying with his job because he had a lack of self-confidence, he was able to change things for the better. After completing the cumulative appraisal, he realized that he built up some substantial managerial skills. With a new perception of himself, Ian found the courage to launch his own business. Now, instead of purchasing a time card and making just enough to get by, he owns two very successful companies, an exotic sports car and several properties, including a luxury home in an exclusive neighborhood. And he and his wife enjoy traveling all over the world. While there are times to put positive spin on things, you don't want to sugarcoat your cumulative appraisal. You need to be brutally honest with yourself. It's not always easy to accept reality, but console yourself by remembering that any negative life circumstance can be changed. And let's look at some things that you can change. You can change your perception of yourself, and you can do that by looking at yourself, looking at who you are, looking at what is it that makes you unique. Because when you're able to make yourself unique, then guess what you can do? You can pull yourself into a position where you're successful, you can overcome negative beliefs about yourself, and then you can strategize a plan for success. Step two, identify your dreams. When you're determined where you truly are, you've got to figure out where you want to go. It's easy for some people to pinpoint their dreams, but others may not know for sure what would make them happy. All they know is that they don't like what they're currently doing. To determine what you would really like to do, ask yourself, if I had $50 million windfall and never again had to work to support myself, what would I like to do? The answer is to that question is very likely the dream that you should pursue. Be very specific and realistic about your dream. The first part of your cumulative appraisal will give you a cumulative, an accurate picture of your strengths and weaknesses. So if, for example, you're a heavyset man in the late 40s and don't say, I'd like to be a leading man in action movies, that's not realistic. But you can still be a movie star. You just need to tweak your dream a bit. Perhaps you could say, I want to be a character actor who works regularly in film and television. That's possible. And then, with a specific goal in mind, you could figure out what specific actions you need to take to achieve it. You want, for example, decide you need to move to Los Angeles and enroll in an acting school. The point is, you've got to take action based on an understanding of who you are now, how and why you got here, and your very specific dream. Completing these two steps will make that possible. Time is the one commodity you have that is truly limited. If you aren't living your dream now, I strongly argue you to change your life for the better. Believe me, I'm living proof that it can be done. And remember, what you're looking at is how you can make your life the best possible life that it can possibly be. And let me tell you some things that may look at some ways that can help you. And think about it this way. Ask these questions. And this goes back to one of the questions we asked. If you have all the money in the world and free time, what would you do? Would you live in a different house? Would you drive a different car? Would you pay off your credit cards? Would you give more to charity? Would you spend more time with friends and family? If you can't get that with what you're doing now, you have to change gears and look at another opportunity. And it's a universal rule. And what I want to talk to you now about is self-employment, and that's kind of where we're looking at, because there are so many people unemployed. When you look at what the statistics say, that's all based on people who apply for unemployment insurance. It doesn't talk about people who have been laid off because the school system is cutting back or that the state don't have the money to pay salaries, so they're cutting back. And what are alternatives? For instance, if you're truly in a job that you truly love today, then guess what? It's something that you do automatically, and you don't even think about it as work. So why not look for something that can help you to grow in a way that can put you into another level of where it is that you truly want to be. And especially self-employment, I know that multi-level marketing or relationship marketing has gotten a bad connotation over the years, but the thing is, if you truly, truly understand how network marketing works, then you can truly understand how it can really change where you are financially and give you an income that is long-term and not short-term. And Amway was the first company that actually was put out there that was able to prove that multi-level marketing or network marketing worked. The problem was with companies like Herbalife and Amway and Mary Kay, they were one of the first companies that started by multi-level marketing. And their system was that for you to get up to a management level position, you recruited, but theirs was that once you get to a certain point, you train your other people and teach them how to do what you're doing and how to work the system that is right for them. And so what happened was theirs was more about recruit, 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 and keep recruiting, recruiting, recruiting. And it got to the point where if you stop recruiting, then you lost your position in the company. Today, the way multi-level marketing is working is they look at it this way. And many of them are even going binary, where you only have to recruit one on each leg to put you into a position where you're generating an income. But what their concept is how to teach other people to do what you do and how to put in place a duplicatable system. And this is something that I've talked about before, and Eric Warwick, who has a program called GoPro, talks about how to build the right kind of system that's going to work. And how to ask the right questions, because if you can truly show how you can help someone, and remember, it doesn't matter what the product is. And this is the sad part about why network marketing has not worked in so many ways, because you will find someone that will tell you, oh, write down every person's name that you possibly know. And what about your guy that you use at the cleaners? What about your hairstylist? You know, but the problem is that you need to narrow it down to who are people that are in the health industry that would use these products anyway. Or if it's not in the health field, who in the insurance industry? Because almost every company getting it started today is going to open their doors to network marketing. Why? Because when you consider a product, and you are looking at it, if every product was sold through a store, what would happen was it would increase the price, because when you think about it, what if Bill Gates, sorry, I took a minute to think of his name, but Bill Gates, what if he had sold licensing to his product as a one-time fee, and then instead of selling it through stores where he's got to pay the middleman and pay the salesman, and then what has happened was he has contacted everyone who develops the hardware, like Hewlett-Packard, HP, Dell, all the PCs, then guess what? They all use his operating system to make it theirs work. And he and Steve Jobs were really two friends at one time, and they really complemented each other, because one made the hardware and one made the software. They had a falling out, and then as you can see, Steve Jobs went on to not only develop the hardware, but in certain respects, he's developed certain software that only works off of the Mac. And to use any of the products that work off of the PC, you have to have a separate system. And so, and what we're forgetting is that technology influences the job market today. So if you don't understand how to use all of these things, then guess what? It's going to cause you some difficulty in your business. So here's some things to think about. And it goes back to what Tim Sales was talking about when he talked about how to call people and how to talk to them. And what you want to do is you want to be on the call with them. You want to watch or attend a business presentation, the next one, and make sure that they know exactly when the next one is. Then you call them back. And if they have any questions, then you get them with someone on your upline, because that third-party call helps you understand, So if you understand what we're talking about here is working a system. When you work for a company, that company had a system that they did things by, and you had to follow that system. And when you follow that system and you proved yourself, then guess what? You were able to move to the next level. But the difference between having your own business and having a multi-level marketing business is that when you look at when you work for a company, you work for 40 years, and during those 40 years, you work 40 hours a week, and then after 40 years, you work 40 hours a week for 40 years, and then when you retire after 40 years, you only have 40% of your income coming in. If you have your own business and it's a brick and mortar store, you go out of business, or you decide you don't want to work that business anymore, then guess what? Then your income depends on what you paid into Social Security, unless it's a business that you own the property and you're selling the property, and the new owner is paying you monthly, because then your income goes down. But if you are in a business like that, a company where it's relationship marketing, then if you decide to retire, especially under the system that many of the multi-level marketing companies are establishing today, then when you retire, you don't lose your income because you're still in the same position. You're just not actively working with the people down below you because you train them how to work with their team. And then eventually what happens is because they're still paying their monthly fees, you're still getting your income coming in as it was before. So these are things to consider when you are looking at building a business today and how you can benefit from what is happening today in the marketplace. And remember, it's all a mindset. We have really come full circle from where we were at the beginning of the 20th century back to the small businessman. The only difference between what we're doing now and what they did then was because they didn't have the technology. So what they had to do was they went and sold their wares on street corners, and they only sold it within the community they live. Today, with access to the Internet, with e-commerce, you can sell your products and services internationally. You are not limited. And because you can sell your products internationally, then guess what? You are now in a position to generate a higher income and a more consistent income. The difference is just understanding how to make and pursue your income. Even the entertainment industry is changing, especially daytime programming. They are going from the soap operas to kind of what they call reality programs, but it's more of the talk shows that influence you. So they have more competition against each other. And I know that sometimes I go on the boards, and when I look at what some of the people are saying, you know, it's not that they really understand what is going on, but the cost of making a soap opera today is 10 times higher than it was 10, 20 years ago, plus the fact that 10, 20 years ago, when they really didn't have a whole lot of competition, it was a matter of people watching this soap opera, that soap opera, and they could increase their viewers. But today, with all the competition, the fact that you have 100 different stations that you can choose from on any given time, they have to do what is going to generate the largest number of people. And I noticed that what they're doing now is they're utilizing social media like Twitter and Facebook, and they're getting the actors to interact with the viewers. because by doing this, by interacting with it, then they're keeping them hooked. They have to do everything they can to get people to keep watching their shows, because they know that without this interaction, that they are going to lose, especially when there's competition. Because why would someone watch a show where the storylines keep repeating themselves? How many times can one person go through brain surgery and survive every time in reality? How many times can a child, can they do a story about a kidnapping or a rape before people get tired of seeing it and decide it's time to turn the channel? And, you know, even the actors get to a point where their storylines get so ridiculous that they get to a point where they say, what am I staying on this show for? I am not doing good work. I'm just coming in and just performing. It's not challenging me enough. It's not whatever. So what they need to do is it's so they move on. So what I'm trying to do is talk about how to help you understand what you truly want and how you can get where it is that you truly want to be in your business. You need to understand what is your natural behavioral style. Are you someone that enjoys working with people? Are you someone that just enjoys working alone? Are you someone that likes to be a follower? Are you a leader? If you understand who and what you are, then guess what? You and your unique, what makes you unique as the individual that you are, and you know what, like multi-level marketing, if there's certain products that you use on an ongoing basis, and you can get it from a company that has an affiliate program or a network marketing program, why not do that? Because guess what? When you promote it to your friends, you can give them a testimonial on how it has helped you to put yourself, you know, how that has made your life better. And for instance, like right now I'm currently using Tryvita products. Why? Because I have high cholesterol, and it runs in my mother's family. And the only way, and the doctor wants to give me a prescription for the cholesterol, if there's a supplement that's available that I can take on a regular basis to help lower it, where instead of taking medication, wouldn't that benefit me? And there's also companies out there that are weight loss companies that are specifically selling nutritional drinks and doing it through multi-level marketing. Well, guess what? I can get those same products through this same company and also get other supplements that help. So wouldn't this be a better route for me to go than to go to a company that is specifically a weight loss program? Because guess what? Once I've lost that weight, then would I be interested in continuing with that company and marketing that product to other people? Now, I want to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the numberonepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for coaching. And what I do is I'm a career and personal development strategy coach that helps people understand their limiting beliefs and how to overcome them and how to find their passion and build it into a high income.